Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. John Huber is here, too. I'm glad John's here. He's the chairman for Main Street Mental Health and Clinical Forensic Psychologists. He is the practitioner of all those things at a number of hospitals in the Texas area. He's a professor of undergraduate and graduate psychology at Texas State University, and he's become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's our good friend, Dr. John Huber. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Jim. I appreciate it.
And your own radio show, right? What's it called?
It's Mainstream Mental Health Radio.
All right.
And we set it up and talk about all things psychology.
And the reason I haven't been on his show is because it's called Mental Health, ladies and gentlemen. Now, apparently I didn't qualify under those parameters. Hey, John, it's good to have you. It's good to have you back as always. You've got some research that you brought us today on stress in the workplace, specifically focused on how millennials are reporting and dealing with stress in the workplace. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We especially, and it's probably very apropos with the suicides we had just recently with Kate and Anthony Bourdain.
Right.
These millennials don't have a lot of the same skill sets, I think, that previous generations were really prepared to use when they walked into the actual workplace. And this research is talking about that. A lot of these millennials, they don't have that work ethic because they haven't fought adversity. A lot of them were protected by their parents from having to deal with stress when they were growing up as children. And so in the workplace, it seems very overwhelming to them. Now, mm-hmm. We've had generations before that, you know, maybe they were a little more versed in that. And there's always been groups within those other generations that say, hey, wait a minute, you know, this is kind of stressful. But it's there's a different mindset that's going in there, and it has a lot to do with dealing with adversity and looking at challenges and saying, okay, this is a challenge, you know, bring it on. I can take this on and find a way to work through it. And this group of millennials, they don't have that mindset. They kind of like, oh wow, I don't know how to deal with this, and they're ready to give up at that instant.
Well, I'd like to throw something out here that I think I always believe is important before we go too far talking about millennials. And I always say this because I mean it, because I feel this way. I believe it with all my heart. I've seen it. I've experienced it. This is my own research. Number one, the millennial generation is probably the best humans we've ever raised. They're probably the best human beings we've ever raised. I've never seen a generation as unpretentious as this group is. As annoying as they can be sometimes, they're very unpretentious. And in my opinion,
correct,
that trait makes them really good human beings, number one. Number two, no generation that I've seen has hit the workplace with as qualified as and with as much skills to go to work and immediately contribute as the millennial generation. So there's all kinds of positive elements to them. But this research that you're talking about, this stress research tracks pretty darn closely with another thing that I observe in millennials, and that is that generally they're not as tough as past generations have demonstrated. They're just not as tough.
And that's kind of what we're finding. I mean, I have millennials that work with me that are amazing, and I wouldn't give them up for anything.
Yep.
and you know, we
I keep hiring them, so there must be something to them.
Exactly. And what happens is, you know, the cream floats to the top, of course. Mm-hmm. And it's done that in every generation. Every generation has had groups of individuals who are not up to the challenge. And the difference is there's just a larger portion of that group of millennials that stand out like that.
What were some of the specific things that your research showed?
Well, one of the things, again, I think in general, you hit it on the head when you said they just aren't as tough. When they hit adversity, you know, some of the research, and this is more than just what was in the study we did here, or we looked at here, the idea of having, for example, non-competitive sports where everybody gets a trophy, that teaches young people some strange things, because little kids, working as a school psychologist, I've seen this, little kids playing sports know that one side got more baskets than the other
mm-hmm.
side. No, they're not stupid, but what happens is the adult walks out, the teacher, and says, all right, you know, it was a tie game, let's go on in.
Oh, no.
They're like, exactly. And they learn that adults lie. And they have a hard time trusting the older generation.
Mm-hmm.
So we did it to them in a lot of cases. It's not something that they inherently just came up with. And so they start having issues with, you know, it's crazy, but it's just like any other relationship. It's trust issues and it's communication issues. And in that process of having those non-competitive sports and adults telling that nobody has won or lost.
There's another aspect to this, John, if you might, pardon me for interrupting you before we go to this break.
Please.
If nobody loses, then nobody gets their performance adjusted or corrected because of poor performance. In other words, if everybody's going to win, or if it's going to come to a draw, then you don't have the ability to say, okay, guys, we lost the game. Why did we lose the game? John, you didn't do your part. Sue, you didn't do your part. Blah, blah, blah. What do we got to do to fix this? That's the hardening process that you get, that you lose, I should say, when everybody wins, when everybody gets a trophy. Nobody gets to be, there's no, we don't seek excellence. And that's one of the issues that we have right now. Working with these folks. John, I need your website quickly, please.
MainstreamMentalHealth.org.
All right, so check it out. Quick break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.